Chairperson. I am here representing the ILO. Probably the ILO hasn't been represented at SC2 in a number of years, if not decades. So we are not a union. The International Labour Organization is a UN agency overseeing the world of work. We are the only UN agency that gives equal voice to governments, private sector, and workers to move forward policy guidance, documents, and international standards at the general level and at the sectoral level. The ILO work in the railway sector started in the 1930s and has been sporadic and actually dormant for the last decades. Before and after World War II, mostly it was about analyzing the appetite for an international convention on social and labor aspects. And then it evolved into the effects of technological change from the 60s to the 80s. And in 1994, we held our last sectoral meeting on consequences for management and personnel on the restructuring of railways. In the last years, we have focused our work mostly on social dialogue. We have a manual. And in Africa, we had a workshop last year in August in Livingstone, Zambia, on social dialogue. In the last years, the governing body of the ILO has been analyzing and finally approved last week to hold a meeting, to convene a meeting from the 1 to 5 September 2025 in Geneva, Switzerland. The meeting will be a technical sectoral meeting, and the purpose will be to discuss current and emerging issues related to the realization of decent work in the railway sector, with an emphasis on safety and sustainability, social sustainability. The meeting will also consider the promotion of fundamental principles and rights at work, freedom of association, equal opportunities, particularly for women and young persons, as well as a promotion of sustainable enterprises, a just transition, social dialogue frameworks, and skills gap reductions. The meeting will be invited of one representative of each invited government. The ILO has 187 member states, 8 employer representatives, and 8 worker representatives that will be paid by the ILO to come and ensure tripartism for the meeting, as well as advisors and observers of international organizations and non-governmental international organizations that will be invited. So I wanted to come and update you that, well, this meeting will happen before the next session of SC2. I hope to come also next year to bring you good outcomes of this meeting. With regards to what was mentioned, well, first, it has also been our pleasure to collaborate with UNEC colleagues on the update of the CTU code under the auspices of Working Party 24. And three, with regards to the question that was raised by the gentleman on slip and falls, which also is one of the main occupational accidents for trucking, I will try to see if we can provide to UNEC colleagues any information on Social Security Administration's or employment injury benefits, no, that have been not for the passenger side, but for the labor side, if we have any information on that, that could feed into the work that the Secretariat will be carrying out. With that, thank you very much for your attention.